ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there are calls for an urgent review into authorities' natural disaster warning systems on some outlying islands of Vanuatu to prevent future casualties. It comes following concerns that were raised that people living on the country's southernmost island of Annaichum didn't know anything about this week's tsunami threat until waves hit. Locals want the national government to address the issue before it's too late, as Andrew Thompson reports.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Centre said there was a possibility of hazardous tsunami waves between 1 and 3 metres high hitting Vanuatu and New Caledonia. But residents on the Vanuatu island of Annaichum say they did not receive that message. The tsunami warning was later cancelled, but the island did experience a tidal surge that reportedly damaged some houses and crops. Local tourist operator Richard Willies says the first he knew about the surge was when it hit.
People in Boatila have warnings, but we have a radio station there, but we don't get any warning from those sort of things. When an earthquake strikes, the local people already know that there will be a tsunami after this. We are considered to be in the rural areas, and they are not concerned with the national government because the population is so small. In fact, we help out with the national economy. But there seems to be no installment of things such as tsunami warning system and things like that.
New Zealander Liz Webb, a dental worker working for a development program with Rotary International, was on the island in June. She believes the lack of a warning on Wednesday is not an isolated case. She says there was no alert issued after a 5.4 magnitude earthquake when she was there earlier this year.
When I went back to sort of search, well, where was the warning from the authorities about this 5.4 magnitude that we felt, there just didn't seem to be any until the next day they posted something on the board saying, oh, there was an earthquake. You know, and in hindsight, you know, nothing bad did happen that day, but there was the potential for something really bad to happen.
Ms. Webb says Wednesday's incident points towards a systematic issue that needs to be addressed.
They need to have a total review of what happened, where it fell down, why other places in Vanuatu had the warning, and the people who are in direct line from the three waves that hit did not receive any warning at all. That needs to happen. And the other thing that needs to happen is that the children and the community as a whole need to be taught not to rely on outside warnings.
Australian investor Gary Porter, who has family on the island, called the community as soon as he saw the reports on Australian news. He's relieved there have been no reports of injuries, but he says it may be different next time. He wants the government to act.
Just a plan in place of when you hear the sirens, this is what you are to do. When you feel the ground moving for more than 1 minute, or if you cannot stand up within that first minute, you evacuate straight away to higher ground. Just tell everyone and get out of there.
The Vanuatu government has been contacted for comment regarding the emergency response after the quake. The provincial disaster officer has also been contacted for comment.